For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Hope you're doing great out there. Well, we're underway in our teaching on the book of James. We're in chapter 3, and we're talking about our tongues, or really more importantly, our mouth. Our words, even more importantly than that, huh? Our words, they're a revelation. They're showing our personality, our character. Jesus said in Matthew 12, a tree is known by its fruit. In verse 34, out of the abundance of the heart, that mouth is speaking. And we want to be speaking words of spirit and words that give life. Even when we're correcting, even when we're giving reproof, given by love, given by the authority of God, giving life. Death and life are the power of the tongue, Proverbs tells us, doesn't it? And James is very strong on how this tongue is influential in human relationships. It can do such good. Its strength is out of proportion to its size, and it has almost limitless potential for good or bad. And James is telling us that the control of the tongue is a mark of maturity. Proverbs would agree. Proverbs 11, verse 12, part B. A man of understanding holds his peace. He's been through some things. He's been trained by God. He says, you know what? When the Holy Ghost tells me to speak, I'll speak. When the Holy Ghost has me hold my tongue, I'll hold my tongue. But we're in James 3, and we were just getting underway talking about three things the tongue will do. It'll direct, destroy, and delight. And I'm going to continue on the direct part for today. If anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. That's the mature man. Indeed, we put a bit in a horse's mouth. We said this yesterday, that they may obey us. And we turn the whole body with that bit. Look also at a ship, he says in verse 4. Although the ship is so large and driven by fierce winds, they're turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. One commentary says this about that ship's rudder. Small rudders are used by pilots to guide large ships. A ship is an excellent illustration of bringing under control a very large object with a small but effective instrument. The analogy is heightened by the fact, and this is interesting, that on the open sea and against the wind, a vessel without a rudder is uncontrollable. Such a ship is driven and tossed about by the waves that move it along. So, brothers and sisters, let's use this analogy of that ship. That ship is on a storm-tossed sea, but the rudder, if used correctly, will help guide the ship to safety. If it has no rudder, it is storm-tossed, and it will go and be shipwrecked. Now, how about with our tongue? Say you're in a storm right now. Brothers and sisters, you can use your tongue like the rudder and speak to the storm words of life. Speak to the storm the scriptures, for heaven's sakes. Speak to the storm like Jesus did in the wilderness. It is written. Talk about being able to direct the course of our lives under the unction of the Holy Ghost. This is so valuable. Life and death in that tongue. But I think that's so interesting about the ship and storm-tossed waves. And just like the rudder guides that ship, we can guide our lives under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He's in there, brothers and sisters. Man, you know what? If you can, I shared this with our group and the teachings. Get alone with God. Get on your face. You say, God, give me wisdom in this. You're facing a relationship. You're facing a boss. You're facing a judge in a court system. God, I need wisdom to speak right. I need wisdom when to hold my tongue. I need wisdom how to handle this. Your tongue will direct if used under God's guidance. Now, tomorrow we'll pick it up. And unfortunately, we have to talk about how it also can destroy. And then Friday, we'll talk about how it can delight. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Rain it down. Rain it down.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.